Chef for Mishnah 10, May Masan Ein Kotsin Alan Beshvis. From when is it forbidden to cut down trees in the seventh year? So what's going on here is that normally there's a prohibition against cutting down a fruit tree. You're not allowed to cut down a fruit tree. But if the wood of the tree is more valuable than the fruit, then you can cut it down. You can cut down the tree and you can use the wood. The problem is that in the seventh year, if the fruit has started to grow on the tree and you cut it down, what are you going to be wasting the fruit? And you're not allowed to waste the fruit in the seventh year. So that's what the Mishnah is asking. At what point in the development of the fruit on the tree is it forbidden to cut the tree down in the seventh year for the wood, because you'll be destroying the fruit when you cut down the tree? All trees, when they bring forth, so the minute they bring forth fruit, and according to some interpretations, it's talking about actually leaves, even before that, when the leaves come out. So at that point, you wouldn't be allowed to cut it down anymore, because at that point, you'd be considered destroying the fruit of the seventh year. Basilel Omrim HaCharuvin, Basilel say, for carob trees, in this case, Mishe Shalshelu, when they start to kind of intertwine, when they become laced or droop like chains. So at that point, some say that's talking about the leaves, the branches of the tree, when they start to grow and become intertwined like that, then you would no longer be able to cut the tree down in the seventh year. You'd be considered wasting the fruit. When it comes to vines, once they produce little kernels, you can't cut down the tree. When it comes to olives, when it comes to olives, once they blossom, it would be forbidden. And from all other trees, once they bring forth fruit or leaves, again, once they bring forth fruit or leaves. So from that point onwards, you can't cut the tree down, because now you've got a problem of possibly destroying the fruit. And then once the fruit grows beyond that, and it reaches a point where you would now, the fruit would be liable for tithes, meaning that it's now ripe, the fruit. So now you could cut down the tree, because at that point, it won't go to waste. The fruit is ready to be eaten, for example, and it won't go to waste. Kami yibizas fulu yikutsenu, and different topic, just not talking about the seventh year, but a normal olive tree, how much must the olive tree produce so that you can't cut it down, meaning that the fruit will be more valuable than the wood of the olive tree. Reva, so the first opinion is a reva, is a quarter, and this is talking about a quarter of a cov of olives. If the olive tree produced that much, then the value of the olives would outweigh the value of the wood, and you wouldn't be permitted to cut the tree down. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer HaKol Lefi Hazas. He says everything, according to him, is according to the olive tree, meaning some olive trees, you've got to weigh up the fruit versus the wood. Some trees, it will be a different amount of olives will be more valuable than the wood than other trees. It's not one measurement of a kav, according to the first opinion.